welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based near Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about what parents can do if their child has anxiety. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, what about kids who are anxious in school? Parents aren't there. What can they do?
Well, first of all, if being anxious in school has blossomed into a full-blown school phobia, it's really important for parents to be able to collaborate with the school and probably a clinician, a psychiatrist or a psychologist, that can help to treat the anxiety and to contain the anxiety so that the child can eventually reintegrate school. For kind of more general population, when anxiety has manifested around school, parents can begin by assessing how they might have accommodated and therefore maintained the anxiety in the child and how they can start to unpack that together. And they can really describe that step by step to themselves and to the child.
Are there specific aspects to anxiety that manifest at schools?
So everyone knows this saying, you know, the flight or fight, that you can kind of withdraw when you're feeling anxious and or fight. What we tend to forget is that at school, the fight response can also manifest itself, which is really explosive. So let's remember that that can be 50% of the population that shows their anxiety through anger. Externalizing behavior at school, let's say yelling, throwing, running, looks like a child who is willfully aggressive, but could also be stemming from anxiety. That's difficult sometimes for parents and teachers to tell the difference. And obviously, willful aggression needs to be, you know, there needs to be consequences for that. But if it comes from actual anxiety, well, that's treated differently.
So while in school, what can teachers do if a child, the anxious feelings do manifest in violence?
So it's really the most helpful if we ourselves as the adults stay calm, and we can be more empathetic if we're realizing that the child is lashing out because they are scared or anxious, that it's not just aggression or a tantrum. That could mean, for example, outside of the kind of heated moment, to have a discussion with the child about what was going on. Perhaps they were scared about reading out loud in front of their peers, or they were uncomfortable with the person that they were assigned to sit next to, etc. Once again, looking at this kind of externalized, outwardly aggressive behavior and how it might perhaps stem from that part of anxiety mechanism that comes from the fight, you know, kind of digging in, resisting conflict.
So let's look at the opposite there. What do you do about kids who withdraw then? How do teachers accommodate that?
Yeah, so naturally, teachers would want to protect the child from those feelings of discomfort, and then they would, like, let's say, not call on them, a child who tends to be more withdrawn. But then that gives the child less opportunities to learn how to cope with that anxiety, and therefore their learning is impacted. So once again, the intent can be in the right place, but the impact is in the wrong place. In these moments, what teachers can do is really collaborate with the parents, or parents collaborate with the teachers, to get to know what is the underlying anxiety for that child that's making them withdraw, and then certainly to move the cursor, if you like, so that their learning is not negatively impacted. The anxiety reduced, but the learning still supported. That's what we really want to see.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks so much indeed. For more information, you can visit Rebecca's website, cabinetweber.net. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.